As the clock keeps ticking and time seems to wind down, it's time for the born again believers to get their acts together and realize that there's something special in them, which makes something special about them. Amen. We've got to stop digging our spurs in ourselves and trust God.
Amen.
We go through situations where we feel lonely, but we get depressed in ourselves. We get discouraged. We feel beaten up. We feel overrun and overwhelmed. These are things that we go through on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But we keep it to ourselves because we're afraid to share with folks because we don't want them to think that we're weak.
Yeah.
Or that we don't believe or trust God. When all the time we do.
Yeah.
But you don't want folks to think ill of you, so you keep it to yourself. Well, they say, well, take it to Jesus. We take it to Jesus. But sometimes you need to hear a voice back. Well, I found out, Brother Tony, that I would have to be my voice back.
Amen.
How do you be your voice back? Yeah. By encouraging myself.
Yeah.
By strengthening myself.
That's
by lifting myself up. Not to be boisterous or to be without humility, but there's just some things we have to do for ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Especially when God has provided for us all the means by which we can do it.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We have, in this day and age, there are still people that prophecy hop.
Say that.
Instead of trusting in the word of God.
Amen.
God has decided long ago, but he is more intent on it now, of raising up a body of believers that is in a Christian church that's going to trust and believe God.
Amen.
Amen.
That means sometimes you have to suffer violence. I'm not talking about getting punched in your eye now. There are other things, like the pastor's been preaching, that attack you that are violent. They are violent in nature and in character. As we look at 2 Corinthians in the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, you know, y'all were saying, I wish you'd give us the verse. Look at your neighbor and say, I am a treasure.
I am a treasure.
If that one don't believe it, turn to the other side and say, I am a treasure.
I am a treasure.
If you don't believe you're a treasure, how can you convince somebody else that you're a treasure?
Amen.
If you carry yourself like a pauper because you're going through hell, then that's what people are going to think of you.
Amen.
Here it says, but we have, what does it say? We have
this treasure
in where?
Earthen
vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Baby, sometimes God will break you down. We don't get haughty with our speech, Sister Brenda, but we get haughty in our spirits.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We get to a place where we no longer think we need to repent.
Yeah.
Ask God for forgiveness. We get to a place where we think we no longer have to love folks and care and have compassion for people. Well, folks get there. And the way we get there a lot of times is because things are going so great in our lives.
Yeah.
Or they could be ruined. You could be in ruin. And then you say to yourself, well, why should I help? They don't know what I'm going through. But you have to realize that there's a treasure in you. I tell you, there's a difference between a Christian and a born-again believer.
Say that. All right. Say that, Pastor.
All right. If you don't know the difference, God bless you. Everybody is a Christian.
Come on.
Tell it.
If you ran into a little lizard and he was able to talk to you, he would say, I'm a Christian. I was baptized when they mother threw me in the water. Somebody, y'all gonna get that in a minute. God wants there to be shown a difference. You have to realize that there's a treasure in you. You are that earthen vessel. That earthen vessel means that you're frail. We think we're strong and brute, but we're really frail. Let trouble surround you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Well, let you be helping a bunch of folks and they turn their backs and they don't love me. I've got all I can do for them.
Amen.
Get up. You ain't hurt. That sounds familiar, don't you, Brother Andy? We have what? First, what treasure that we have? We have wealth. We have joy. We've got peace. We've got strength. We've got humility. We have faith. We have, my goodness, love, understanding and goodness. These are the treasures that we have in this vessel. But if you don't use them, I don't know about you, but I got this treasure. What matters is what I do with it. I found this out, that if I allow the treasure, who is Christ Jesus, the anointed one, to live through me, regardless of what I go through, the excellency of his power. The abundance of his love. The word power here represents love. The abundance of that love has the ability now to shine through me. I'm hurting, but I'm going to pray for you anyway. I'm discouraged, but I'm going to encourage you. I feel broken, but I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you. My heart has been separated and almost destroyed, but I'm going to love you anyway.
Yes.
That is the abundance. Because that which is in you is greater.
That's right. Come on now.
But you got to yield yourself to it because you're in a battle. If you don't think you're in a battle, then you are deceived. That it may be a God. See, that means that sometimes we get so caught up, get out my world. You trying to afflict my anointing. Well, Johnny, my anointing get me in trouble. But the anointing of God sustains me.
Amen.
Come on.
Keeps me. Say it again, Pastor. My anointing get me in trouble, don't it? What's he talking about? His anointing. We ain't going to go there. That's a totally different message. We have this abundance, better quit it, of love, that it may be of God or Theos, the revealed God, as he reveals himself through us, and not of the frailty of ourselves, and that we don't do it by force. I told a young lady, who was that the other day? I forgot. Thursday. She's talking about what she going to do for God. I said, well, it's going to cost you something.
Her anointing.
I forgot all about that. She said, her anointing. I said, well, if you want it to be yours, it's going to cost you something. She stopped talking. Now she want to know what's going to cost you your life as you know it. Because the excellency, the abundance is of God.
Right.
Amen. It's not of you.
Amen.
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 Amen. I don't want to know. I don't want to own the anointing because then I want to do it what I want to do with it.
Yeah.
Y'all awful quiet. But when you come to the state in your spirit where you want what God has for you, and you're ready, and you submit yourself to all the garbage and the craziness that you're going to have to go through in order to have God move and manifest himself within you, it's going to cost you. I'm finding out that not just Christians, but born again believers, Brother Tony, are getting caught up. Why are they getting caught up? Because of their feelings, their emotions control their nature and their character. If you allow your feelings and your emotions to control your character, then it is your anointing. It's not God's. I want the excellency to be of God and not of me. So that when God said, ah, that's enough, bro, I can hear you.
Amen.
So in the process, you're going to go through some stuff. And you're going to go through. Dear Lord, Nikki. You get tired. And then all of a sudden God speaks to you, be not weary in. What does it say? When this man wrote this, he was talking to us from his heart because he had already perceived that the same things that he was dealing with, we were going to deal with. We are troubled. How many in here are troubled? The word trouble means afflicted. Most of the affliction I experience, Brother Andy, don't come from people. Most of the affliction that I suffer comes from me. The wee hours of the night when I hear the old man telling me, you know what, you've been waiting on God and it still ain't happened. That preacher prophesied over you 10 years ago, look where you at. You ain't no better off than you are now.
Come on now.
People you love dearly have fallen by the wayside and don't seem to be able to get back. And you can't get it off your mind or off your spirit. You're afflicted. You're troubled. I'm troubled by a great many things, but I can't allow them, Pastor, to stop me from doing or fulfilling the destiny that God has already spoken into my life. It's not what somebody prophesied over me. It's what the word has spoke to me.
Amen.
So I realize I'm going to be troubled on every side. In every area of my life, I'm going to have afflictions. Everything. Yet, I like that word, yet, Sister Nancy, I'm not distressed.
That's right.
The word distressed there means to be straight. I was talking to the First Lady about bowling. I says, you know, we have some of the greatest practice bowlers in the world. Honestly. You got folks that don't remember practice, 300, shoot them high scores. Well, put them on a team and turn some lights on, and they're straight. Because of the pressure of now them having to perform.
Amen.
When it counts, they don't have it. Make sure that when it counts, you got what God has placed in you.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
That's why you're afflicted on every side. But you're not going to be distressed. You're not going to be straight by it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Did it say we are what? Perplexed.
Yeah.
Now, be honest. You ain't got to raise your hand, but be honest to yourself. How many here have ever been perplexed? With meaning, a lot of times you don't know which way to turn.
Yeah, amen. All right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. I done made many wrong turns because I didn't know which way to turn. Because I allowed the perplexity of my emotions to guide me instead of just standing and waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I don't know what to do. Simple. Believe God. What other choice do we have but to believe God?
That's right.
But guess what? Even though I'm in this, I'm not in despair. I'm not sitting over in the corner screaming and hollering. You know what people do that are in despair? They cut their wrists. Hang themselves. Or go out and kill somebody else. And then themselves. Is that the devil? God forbid. I can be perplexed, but I don't have to be in despair.
That's right.
If there are times in my life when I have felt forsaken. There'll be times in your life when you're gonna feel like even though you're in a room full of people, you're still all by yourself. Because nobody really understands what it is you're going through. And in your mental state that you're in, you don't know how to explain to them what you're feeling. Or what your experiences are. So, here we are, calling out to God. Lord, help me. Strengthen me. Look at the word persecution. How many know what persecution is? Ooh, Lord have mercy. Somebody's phone beeping. It's too quiet in here for you not to have your phone on vibrate. I'm trying to get done, but I'm trying to take my time too. I've been persecuted, but Jesus never abandoned me. He never abandoned me.
Amen.
Nobody never abandoned me, Sister Sherry, because all the persecution that I was experiencing at that time was coming from within me. Lord, I missed you and I messed up again. What am I going to do now? What are they going to think about me? What are they saying about me? All this persecution is coming from within you.
Amen.
But Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. I'll never forsake you.
That's right.
These are the things that God wants us to remind ourselves of.
This is
what Paul is trying to explain to them. Regardless of what it is you're going through, you have to remind yourself that it's all about Jesus. It's in Him that we live, move, and we have our being. Ooh, Lord, cast down. Anybody feel like you've been cast down? I have fallen on my face miserably lots of times. Lots of times. And God forbid, there might be a few more. But I saw it. And I couldn't get up. I could get up physically, but I didn't get up spiritually.
Yeah.
And if I didn't get up spiritually, I didn't get up mentally.
Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
But God was so good, and gracious, everlasting. I was not utterly destroyed or broken into pieces. Oh Lord, can you imagine what this world would be like, the church would be like, if everybody loved the way that Jesus loved? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the corporate anointing that would be flowing? Paul is telling them, look here, you Corinthians, you come up in the house of God, you come to pray, you come to preach your word, you come to demonstrate this power that you say you have, but you bring your feelings and your emotions about how you feel about somebody else that's in the church.
Come on now.
Look at the word always. It's a song sing at all times. At all times. At all times, you are supposed to be bearing about or bringing manifest or allowing that which is God in you to come about in your body.
Yes.
That means you have to bring you under subjection to the power of God. You can't allow these problems that you have, your troubles, to separate you. You can't allow your distresses to separate. You can't allow your perplexes, your persecution. You can't allow you being cast down. You can't allow these things to stop you or hinder you from allowing the love and the very person of God to manifest itself in your life. If you do, you can't blame nobody but you.
Come on now.
I stop blaming others and start accepting responsibility for my own actions. I found out that it hurt a lot harder, but it don't last quite as long.
Say that. Say that.
Yes.
Say that.
Always bear about in the body the dying. You know, it says that your Bible probably says in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. But the word Lord is not in the original scripture. So it actually reads in the body of dying of the Jesus. Elevating him to let you know that it is the Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
Why? Because if you put the word Lord on there, which Adonai, it takes away from the strength of Jesus.
Ooh. All right. Glory.
And God wants you to know that you overcome through Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. You have faith through Jesus. Yeah. You have peace and health through Jesus.
Amen.
My goodness. And why? So that the life, or the Zoe life, Zoe life is that life of Christ that's in all God's manifestations.
That's right.
God chastised me. He said, you got to love pigeons too. That was a hard blow to me. Y'all laughing, but I can't stand pigeons. God said, how can you not love what I'm in? Sister Diane, he don't pull no punches. How can you possibly not love what I'm in? Listen to this. Do you know that every living, creeping, swimming, flying thing is a part of the body of Jesus? That's why in the Old Testament they lived off of the fat of the lamb. Because when they ate that which God had put out there, it strengthened them. because they were eating some of the body.
I like
Jesus
that.
Is in everything.
Amen.
That's why when Brother John bring me that venison, I thank God. Yeah. I'm eating from the fat of the land.
Yeah. Glory.
They don't understand, Brother John. If you had some good venison, you would understand. That's my wife. I'd be drooling over it. Anything that God created, you are able to eat if you use wisdom.
All right. Amen.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of the body.
Yeah.
That's why it says, even creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yeah.
Who are going to be the sons of God? Is when you see him, you'll be as he is.
Jesus.
Only one way you're going to see him as he is, and that's if you manifest the body or the dying of Jesus when he died on the cross.
Yeah.
And also when he died in the garden.
All right.
Man.
That the life also Jesus might be made manifest in your or our body. Is it okay to have emotions? Sure it is. Keep my control. Is it all right to have feelings? Yes. Keep it under control. These things are things that we have that we can't get away from. But we have to learn to keep it under control. That's the only way you're going to manifest Jesus in your body. God said, time to stop playing. Stop talking about love and be the love. He says, for which we live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. You're going to always go through something. Why? And you're always delivered unto death because God is always wanting you to die in your flesh so that he can manifest himself in the spirit.
That's right.
Man.
I'm tired of owning this stuff.
Yeah.
I want Jesus to own it.
Man.
But guess what? It's something we're learning. It's something we're being taught. You have to practice at it. You have to practice at bearing about Jesus in your body. Because if you practice at knowing Jesus in your body, then the love of God, which conquers a multitude of sin, will be revealed in you. And you'll be able to minister folks that are discouraged, folks that are perplexed, folks that are broken down, folks that have been cast down, folks that are what? Folks that are troubled on every side, folks that are distressed, folks that are persecuted, folks that feel like they've been forsaken. You'll be able to minister to them without even opening up your mouth.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I was going through hell one day. I mean, this is some years ago. Didn't know which way to turn. Didn't know what to do. Lost in my mind, Brother Lil John. Confused about a lot of things. And I was coming out of the office door, and there was this guy standing outside the door. And he said, is there a minister around? I said, yeah, I am. How can I help you? He said, can you pray for me? I go, well, sure. Did not want to be bothered with that man. Did I pray? Yes, I prayed. But the prayer wouldn't have done any good if I hadn't gotten me under control.
Yeah.
How many understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to get you under control.
Yes.
If you don't, Stop praying for folks. When Jesus prayed for folks or laid hands on folks, whatever was going on in his mind or his emotions and his feelings were put under subjection to what the Father wanted him to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't just in the garden he said, "Father, not my will be done, but your will be done." It wasn't just in the garden. Every step he took all around Jerusalem, every place he went, that was his testimony. "Father, not my will be done, but your will be done." Because at that time, Jesus was bearing about the body of the Father.
Amen.
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 When you see me, you see my Father. Right. He went even a little bit further. When you see my Father,
man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
So the only way for that to happen was every time he come into a situation, he had to what? Bind his flesh up.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah. Say that.
So that you could actually see the Father. So we have to do the same thing. We have to bind up our flesh so folks can actually see Jesus.
Yes.
And you know, it wasn't a prayer that encouraged that man. It was when I hugged him. God said, "Hug him." No. Got something to do. I got to go. All you got to do is just hug him. And I hugged him. And he began to cry. And he thanked me. And he went on his merry little way. And I have never seen that man again in life. Be careful, though you might be entangled.
Right. Yes.
Make sure whatever you're going through that day, don't interfere with the God.
Say that.
Say that.
For it is not your power that manifests in the earth, but it is mine. And it is my excellence that people see when they look at you. And I am never separated from my power, even though it is extended through you. But you must be an earthen vessel that is not cast down, that does not think that it is all by itself or persecuted beyond measure, that I may manifest myself through you, that others may see. For there are many souls that are still lost, there are many that are still in trouble, and I have chosen you, I have picked you out, that you might have my glory within you, that they might be seen, that others might know the joy that you have, that in spite of everything that I am with you, that in spite of trouble, I am there to protect you. I am there to keep you from being destroyed. I am there to keep you from being forsaken.
Yes,
for I have never leave nor forsake those that I have called out and placed my spirit within. So therefore, look not to the left, nor to the right, nor to your problems, but look unto me, the author and the finish of your faith, then I will lead you out of your problem. Yea, you may suffer for a season, but I'm still the Lord your God, and I still manifest my power so that you might have a way out, and that the others might have a way out also, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 What did they say? I said what? A lot of people to follow you as you follow Christ. Make sure you follow Christ. Because a lot of folks don't follow you anyway.
Amen.
And you don't want to be held accountable for them or have their blood on your hands. Amen. Glory to God. I'm closing up. He said, "Life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." It says mortal because it wants you to understand that that's the part, the word mortal is dealing with you as a human being.
Amen.
What you feel, what you experience, amen, what you see, what you hear, what you think. And you can do it because he's, the word says you can.
Amen.
These things that I do, you shall do also, and even
greater.
Well, we tend to think as Christians, I'm going to do the same things. I'm going to raise the dead. I'm going to open the blinded eyes. I'm going to open deaf ears. But what he really tells us to do, when you go before the Herods, and the soldiers of this world, y'all don't hear me, do you?
Come on. Yeah.
You want to open your mouth?
Yeah.
To fight back. You hold your peace.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask me how I know. But when you do, you allow yourself to move out of the way and God moves right on in.
Yes.
He moves right on in.
Amen.
Now, don't get me twisted now, though. You ain't got to let folks play you for no sucker.
Right.
Say that, Pastor. Right.
No, that's right.
I'm trying to make it plain.
Yeah. Real.
Because they will.
Yeah.
And most of the folks that do it are Christians.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Because they find out how much you love God and you look like an easy go. So what's working in us? Death is working in us. Thank God. Thank God death is working in us. Not the death that we go in the ground, but the death where sin no longer has rule or authority over us. Peter cut off the centurion's ear. Jesus picked it up and put it back on.
My God.
I might have left it down there, Sis Coleman. You just ratted me out? And I already know what's going to happen to me? Yo. Jesus picked it up, went right down, picked it up, back on his head. And that same man eventually gave his heart and life to God. It wasn't the miracle that made him change his mind. It was the heart of a king that changed his mind. If you'll have the heart of a king, you'll cause people to change their mind. I ain't never heard y'all this quiet before. Y'all scared me. What the heck about this? Y'all scared me up in here.
Good message.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. We are going through the mess. Yeah. Death is working. It's active. The word working means it's active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every day as we walk in this life, we understand there's something we have to separate ourselves from in order to get closer to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If we don't, then we're wasting our time. If you think your life is absolutely wonderful, it ain't. I don't think it's wonderful. I just like where I'm at right now. But my vision, my perception, is to go higher.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. I'll figure this out, Brother Fred. If I can have more of Jesus, I can have more of everything.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Seek ye first what?
Kingdom.
And his
righteousness.
And all these
things
shall be.
Amen.
That's everything.
Amen.
Spiritual, physical, and financial.
Amen.
Everything.
Everything.
So if I could get him to manifest himself in my life, regardless of what I feel, my emotions, what I hear, what I see, then I can have more of everything.
Amen.
Don't think you're not going to go through it. You're going to go through it. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we do what? Call those things that are not as though they were. And not only do you do it with your mouth, but you do it with your mindset. You do it with your spirit. And then eventually you learn to do it with your body.
Amen.
It ain't great, Lord, but I'm gonna praise you anyway.
That's right. That's right.
I don't like it, but I'm gonna praise you anyway. Yes. Lord, I'm lacking, but I'm gonna praise you anyway.
Yes.
Lord, I don't feel it, but I'm gonna praise you anyway. Yes. Whatever it is you call me to do, I'm gonna demonstrate in my mortal flesh and allow you to give the glory and the excellency of this power or this love that's in my life. Knowing that he was raised up, the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with him. Or the word means to have a new experience or to be awakened. I want to have a new experience in God, man. And I want to be awakened in God. So I can see it the way he sees it. When it says, for you are dead in trespasses and sin, talking about you are actually asleep.
Okay.
Can you imagine how many church folks are actually asleep? They read this Bible from front to back, from back to front, they still sleep. Because they don't understand that it's all about their nature being transformed.
Amen.
It's all about them having knowledge.
Yes.
Lord, I've got this treasure in this vessel. In this old raggedy, good for nothing, sinful, messed up body, I got a treasure that gives me the right to live holy. And to live by faith.
Glory.
And to speak things into existence.
Glory.
I have a treasure
that
says, regardless of what I'm going through, I can still have joy.
Yes.
I have a treasure in me that says, regardless of what people think about me, I can still have peace.
Yes.
There's a treasure in me that tells me that I am more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus. There's a treasure in me that speaks to me and lets me know that regardless of what I'm going through, victory is already mine. That's the treasure I've got now. This treasure I've got won't let me sit, man. This treasure I've got turns into the captain of the ship. It causes the winds to cease.
I am not this treasure that's within thee, for I came the treasure. And yea, I hid not myself from mankind, neither the world, and man was hid. For yea, I came to retrieve, and I came to uphold, and I came to bring out. Yea, I demonstrated this treasure. Yea, as I heard, yea, I laid hands, and yea, the sick was healed. Yea, blind eyes was opened, and yea, the lame was made to walk. Yea, this treasure died not. Yea, this treasure rose up. Yea, with might and power. And yea, it is in thee, my people. Yea, you are the body that's carrying forth this treasure. So hide not, but live and speak and move, and ye shall have everything that you have need of. And yea, when you speak, the mountain shall move, and yea, the door shall open up. And yea, ye shall have plenty in this earth. And yea, those that are around you shall be blessed also, said God.
Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. It's time for us to stand up and proclaim victory. It's time for us to stand and proclaim victory. To stand erect in God and glorify him in the midst of all the troubles and experiences that we're going through. is already ours.
Amen.
It's what you do with the victory that God gives you and what makes the difference in your life. I am determined that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. You have to be determined and persuaded in yourself that nothing you go through, you experience, you hear, you see, you sense will separate you from what God has called you to. Nothing. God is constantly teaching me. About this old nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of the things God has revealed to me is absolutely scary. Because we have no idea what we're up against.
Amen.
None whatsoever. How powerful this nature in us is to destroy us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I get agitated when I hear preachers talk about how stupid Adam was. I'd like to ask him, Red, are you stupid? And they will tell me, no, well, neither was he.
Say that.
Have you realized that you are his offspring?
Yeah.
We talk about the flesh like it's something weak, but it's supernatural. You have two supernatural beings in you fighting for the power of your life. Anybody that has the ability to curse mankind,
bring it down,
to curse us, you think he a joke?
Bring it down,
Pastor. Paul was dealing with these matters when he was talking about you don't have to be destroyed, even though you might be perplexed, cast down. He said, you don't have to allow these things to keep you from God.
That's right.
Woke up this morning, sis, couldn't use my left hand. Absolutely, just racked with pain. Right wrist, just racked with pain. Knees bowing, racked with pain. Just nothing but absolute pain. Throat sore. God wouldn't allow me to feel sorry for myself.
That's right.
Amen. He said, you get up there, and he created an atmosphere or a way for me to do song service. Yeah. I started turning over to Pastor Keys. God said, oh no.
Amen.
You go press.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You're going to press.
That's right.
You know why? Because this guy in us has the ability and the power to use anything that's put in your body against your body.
Come on, Pastor.
Tiko da yanda. Yano lo robo shita. Handaria coco yandariaca, hekilo robo shandariki, ikorobosha, yandaria como shite, ikorabasi, ikorabashita, ederabosha.
Do you think it's strange? Well, think it not. The things that you're dealing with in your mortal flesh, think it not strange. For there is an enemy at work attacking you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head. Every part of your being he is attacking because his job is to separate you from me. But greater am I that are in you than he that is a part of this world. For surely you shall grow and mature in the things of God, and you shall bring all these things under subjection to my power and to my love. And you shall not go about as a boxer beating against the air, but you shall have a plan and a purpose, and that purpose shall create an intent, and you shall survive and glorify me in this earth, and you shall manifest the glory and the love and the peace and the mercy and the things of God, that people might know that there is a people in the earth that dare to believe and trust me. There is a people in the earth that are growing mature, and their natures are changing, their mindsets are being transformed. There is a people in the earth that I am raising up that are going to come forth and shall show forth the love of God like no one has ever seen it. It shall cause folks to be delivered, saved, and set free. by my shaking. For surely I am that God. So don't you restrain and praise me. Don't you restrain and glorify me. Don't you restrain and allow me to have my way in your life, saith God. In the Old Testament, Brother Dennis, they used salt to purify the babies. Now salt gives you high blood pressure. They use sugar to make all their important goods. Now sugar gives you sugar diabetes. Things they used to encourage and uplift themselves and to fortify their way of life now is afflicting you and affecting you in your bodies, giving you cancer and all type of diseases that man has never heard of. But think about this one thing. God didn't create all these things.
Say that. Say that.
Hallelujah. If God didn't create it, where'd it come from, man? It came from man. There are people in the earth so kind of think it's smart, they don't even know how to tie their shoes.
Amen.
They can tell you how the atom is and how big it is and how many centimeters it is, but they can't tell you how to tie a shoe. They wear slip-ons.
Amen.
Because with everything he gives you, he takes something from you.
All right. Say that, Pastor.
You better make sure you lock yourself in with God. Because anything God gives you can't be taken. Can't be destroyed.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
You know, most born-again believers are completely overwhelmed by the things that are not just going on in their lives, but in their families' lives.
Amen.
Most of the prayers I've been praying for people is because of people in their family.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Everyone speak.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God doesn't want me to be victorious alone. He wants us to be victorious together.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
We quote these little scriptures like they don't mean a whole lot. Where there are two or three gathered in his name, there shall he be in the midst of them. Or one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. We overlook them scriptures, but they mean something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Yes, if we don't realize who we are in God and what we're up against and the battle that we're fighting, we won't get there. But you know what's so good about it? God said we already there.
Amen.
That was already, we already have victory. We just have to come to a place in our mentality.
That's right.
When Paul was going through all that hell, he came up with this, he quoted this scripture, came out of the Spirit. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It was a mind to serve the Father regardless of the cost. That was his mindset. I'm going to serve you, Father, regardless of the cost. Can you even imagine what it'd be like having your ministry start when you're 30 years old and seeing everything inconceivable take place through your ministry and understanding in yourself that you only got 3 years?
Wow.
You only have 3 years. Don't you think for one minute that Jesus didn't know he had to leave here? Because he knew why he came here. He came here to die. It's this time of the season we forget why he came. I know we say he came to give us joy and to save us, but he came here to die. Everything stems from his death. He don't die. We don't live. And the thing about that was, he had a choice. He proved that ticket. When he was in the garden, we only read what's recorded in the Bible. Ain't no telling what he said. Lord, I just started this. Father, can I have just a little more time? Maybe another year. Don't take my word for it. Maybe a year, 2 months. See the work that's being done? Folks are giving their heart and lives to God. See what's happening? Folks seeing you, Father, and me. But you know what? I realize that I can't get to die. So let's get on with it. And here they come.
Well,
you mean you brothers can't pray with me just an hour? Saying that says prayer changes things. No, it don't. Prayer changes you. The more you commune with God, the closer you get to God. And the closer you get to God, the more power and authority you have with Him. And then you call those things into existence that need to be changed. I don't believe nothing that I don't read the Bible. I never heard saw in the Bible where everyone say prayer changes things. Don't say it. So ain't no need for me to believe it. It is a saying.
Yes.
It's not a word. It's a saying. Don't you know we're going somewhere? All of us got something to believe. For Jesus that we think are unimportant are very important.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Very important. When you hold your peace, when you want to let them have it, that's important to Jesus.
Amen.
This older gentleman named Dave Hurt. Loved him so long. I've been doing it for years. We used to travel together in Baltimore. Loved him. He liked to make fun of me, Brother Russell. He said, "Rip, if they hit you, you gotta turn the other cheek." And it's like it's stuck in his memory. Every time I sing, that's the first thing. "Rip, they hit you, you gotta turn the cheek." I say, "Which cheek?" But if you mess around and hit me and I'm full of trial and tribulation and turmoil, I'm liable to knock the fire out of you. Rev, rev, rev. Another guy said, "You right." Guess what? That's what the enemy's trying to do. Catch you. When you done been through all kind of hell. And provoke you away from God. Because the moment you knock the fire out of somebody, you just missed him. Now you got to try to get back. If you're not trying to get back, you didn't know him anyway.
Say that.
If you're going to feel some remorse about what you didn't know him, he don't want you to feel guilty. He wants you to think about your actions. I think about my actions and who I was affected by it. Who saw what happened. I'm miserable now. But you can't take it back. So Jesus say, don't do it the first time. You could call down 10,000 angels, millions of angels. Didn't have to die. Unfortunately, we do. He didn't have to, but we do. When you go all the way back to, I forgot where it is, it says, it's appointed unto every man to die once. After that, the judgment. That's twofold. That's just not spiritual. It's not just natural, but it's spiritual. You got to die at least once. And the judgment isn't when Jesus judged you. The judgment is the word of God that's in your heart.
That's right. Amen.
To lift you up and encourage you.
Yeah.
We're not in this alone. We are not in this alone. We are not alone. Glory to God. Amen. If you're going through some stuff this morning, come stand across front. I just want to touch you real quick.